recorded on the 12th of December 1969, medium Leslie Flint.
Sessions.
Do you?
I do think they are so delightful. beautiful, and there's such a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere and aura around it. And I'm not a bit surprised. The conditions are excellent, and the people that are attracted from this side are so numerous and so advanced. Many of them so advanced.
Yes.
You're very fortunate. But then again, you do make it possible, which is, after all, the most important thing. It's what you create between you. They are the things upon which we have to work.
Yes.
They are the conditions which prevail and make it possible. We feel so happy about the circle. Yes. Do convey our love and regard from all of us here to the members of your circle.
We will.
A little later on, maybe it'll be perhaps a long time. I don't know, it's difficult to say, but I shall hope to come again. Maybe many months, might be a year or two. But when the work begins in the book, then I shall come more to the fore. But I wish you this time of year a very happy Christmas, and may the new year be one of great spiritual grace and upliftment to both of you and to your little group. Bless you both. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bless
you.
Goodbye. It was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right. And you never read any of the book.
Did she write An Eternal City?
Oh, dear.
No.
I don't think so. Who wrote that?
That was
awful. What about the rabbits?
The rabbits?
Yes.
I think she wrote a book called Rabbit. She was a bit of an old woman, wasn't she?
She lived to a good age, that's what she
was. I think she was a... Didn't she live at Stratford-on-Avon?
I don't
know. She used to go around in a punt.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think she was a strange creature. But she was all there.
She certainly
had a fine splitter. No one's perfect, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is Mr. Sandy
back
there,
Mickey? Oh, the port and wine boat.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hold on. Oh, yes, just hold on.
Hold on.
I am here with regard.
Oh,
regard to
Kavala.
Here. Many of my old friends, many people are concerned with you. Papa, everything, no, Mishika, everything, all here together. I am here with G. They are so Caruso.
Yeah.
And Melba.
Oh,
all the great soul singers, people, soul music. Here it's wonderful. One day I come and I bring many people and they come and they talk with you.
Yes.
We have great times. As you know, one day someone come and sing for you, Naria.
Yes.
It will be wonderful.
Yeah.
I still got that. I still have orchestra.
Yes.
I still have great music. I think of you always. And keep in touch with you.
Yes.
I wish for you all that is good.
Thank you, really.
My dear friends. My dear friends.
Dear friends.
He says he still conducts music and plays and all that.
Yeah.
He seems to have met all the great musicians and the singers and that.
Yeah. Sure. It's
amazing. Do you know either of you play the Joanna?
No.
You do have such a keen sense of music and love of music that you don't play no instruments.
Well, I was a child, I was a piano, but no idea.
I suppose you've got wonderful records there you can sit and listen to, ain't you?
Yes, we have.
Do you have much music in your place, Sue?
Sometimes, yes. I don't play a record even.
You've got one more plaster and pictures, ain't
yes,
you?
Yes.
Because I've been in your place and I thought, oh, really? You have much more room for putting else on that wall.
There's a lot of pictures,
ain't there, from all sorts of people.
Yeah.
Singers and people of music and that, and personalities. You meet lots and lots of interesting people one way and another, don't you?
We have time.
You're going to a very big tour very soon, where there's a lot of very important theatrical people and musical people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you're learning about it yet, because it hasn't sort of been actually fixed.
Yeah.
But you will be going, and it will be a great event, because you'll meet some terribly interesting people.
Oh, good.
Do you have something to do with children?
Do you mean personally?
No, this is something to do with an organisation that's concerned with children, I gather.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it could be that.
Oh, I feel you're going to be caught up in some work or some connection with children.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be asked to join something or go on a committee or do something where there's children involved. I feel you're sort of debating your mind whether you can take on anything else, but I think you should.
Yes,
your brother's here.
Oh, good.
And your mummy.
Oh, dear. Better.
Hear me?
Yes.
Don't you hear what I'm saying?
So good.
I put it on that couch.
Yes.
Ah, not the one we thought then.
Did you hear, Mother? Did you hear, Mother?
Yes, yes.
Talking, I think he's finding it difficult.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Lovely. He's got this Pekingese with him. Do you understand this or not?
Well, but it wasn't his. It wasn't his, Nicky. Then why is it my Pekingese? Perhaps he's got it since he went over.
Well, it's very interesting to me because he seems to have adopted this particular Pekingese.
Oh, yeah.
Was he very fond of animals?
Oh, he was very nice to him. Very, very nice to animals, I'm sure. If Kenny gives the dog's name, then we'd know what we were doing.
You said Trixie.
Oh. It's different, though. It's
not the same one you were thinking of.
No, no. But that's the other duck.
Well, she's got a Pekingese with him that he calls Trixie.
Oh. Okay.
And he seems to be taking care of this dog. Oh, it hasn't been there very long.
Oh, I thought.
It's as if he sort of adopted it.
Oh, hasn't I? Yes. So that's very nice. No, we got on the wrong line. Trixie's very well. Yes, you believe.
Very interested in all manner of things, of course, but I've become immensely interested in doing work with the children and animals as I've been here.
Yes.
Apart from other things, but sometimes when little pets come over and that people are still on earth,
yes.
You know, people would look after them and bother them. It's wonderful to feel that one can do something, take them in hand, you know.
Yes.
And of course people don't realize how often animals have been associated with people who cling to the environment which they were living in.
Yes.
And they get very sometimes sad when no one takes any notice of them. And they seem very bewildered. And quite a lot of souls on this side make it a job to take an interest in the animals and help them.
Yes.
And comfort them and take them in hand until the arrival of their own particular master or mistress.
Yes.
And then of course they, you know, people don't realize what wonderful little personalities animals are and how sensitive they can be. And sometimes, you know, they're much more sensitive than human beings.
Really?
And it's a great joy to help these little creatures.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure.
And some of them are quite advanced, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Some people on earth assume that animals have a soul. Well, perhaps not in the same sense, obviously, as human beings, but their little personalities do continue.
Yeah.
They don't sort of just die, and that's the end of it.
No, quite.
And they take a lot from the human beings there. In common with the children,
yeah.
They take something from the people who look after them and love them.
Yes.
It helps them in their evolution and development. And then when the animal dies, as you tell me, they're suddenly cut off in a sense, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They need them, help them, comfort
them. I'm sure.
I find it a great happiness.
I'm sure.
All the way here to girls, I should give them a Christmas.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you will.
Well, and father, well, we should all be there.
Yes, yes.
But you know, if you could see this room,
yes.
It isn't only just us, members of the family, but innumerable other people. Actually, the room is chock-a-block, and also animals, too.
No, really? One or two even in there.
You mean the busy?
Who?
The busy.
No.
No business here.
She's very welcome here.
Mm-hmm. She's always at your meeting.
Who? Who was she, Bill?
Elizabeth, her name was, but she was mostly referred to as busy. She was only a cook, you know, but she was a good servant. She often comes to your meeting.
She's very welcome. She really is a gentleman.
No, you wouldn't approach her name. Dear old thing, she was. Mm. Mother knew her.
Oh, mother knew her. Ah.
Yes, it was it.
Hello? Emma? Oh. Just a second.
There's a lady here, Emma. She says she's here with George. They're husband and wife. Oh. I don't know whether you know of them. Wait a moment. I think I'll get something further.
If you could, dear.
The name is Wilmot. No, you see, your cat's just enough of
people. Yes, anyway, I'll come. Oh, of course. The mayor left us off.
Yes.
Oh, darling, you should be the one.
Every time.
Are you talking to her?
We're so sorry that we can't hear you, dear.
Were associated with Mr. Philip Sandeman. And some of the people he tried to help, and some, I regret to say, are people who passed over during the war in concentration camps. Rather sad business, but there's a little group of them all together, and they all seem to think so highly of you, Truman, and they have such love and affection for you, and they're so grateful. Although you couldn't do all you'd like to have done, you did a great deal to help. And some of the people are people who, if you didn't help them personally, you helped relations of theirs. You know what I mean? It's all rather involved.
Yes,
it can. They're very grateful.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Do you know of anyone called Etta?
Yes.
That's a very unusual name.
Yes.
What about Etta?
Oh, well, I
haven't. Have you been rather latterly concerned or interested in Etta?
Yes.
Have you been having communication with her?
Yes.
Because they're talking about you saw Etta, or had communication with Etta.
Yes.
And they're trying to help Etta in some way, because although you may not know the full facts, things are not going too well for Etta.
I know.
And they're trying to help her, particularly in regard to health conditions.
Yes,
God. And they seem really interested in Etta. They must have known her in some way on earth, I should think, because they show quite interest in her.
Oh, yes, I probably did. Yes, quite understandable.
Is she to do with music?
No.
Oh. Well, whether she is or whether she ain't, makes no odds. They knew you was with Etta recently.
Yes.
And you were discussing those things, and these people are trying to help her because they say she does need help more than she knows.
Yes, I did say.
Yeah. This Etta is very dear to you.
Yes, I was.
Oh, you're very dear.
Yes, I'm very dear.
Because I feel that you two girls can do perhaps even more than you think possible. And she is, look, I'm going to tell you honestly, she is going to need a lot of help.
Yes,
and whatever help you can give in the near future, please give it.
Oh.
They said you'll do their best because they are very drawn and attracted to Etta. And I think she's a very sweet person.
Yes.
And they want to help her all they can.
Yes. Is there anyone there for her, especially?
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
to Houston. And your mama, your papa, your brother,
yes.
And your dear friend that means so much to you,
yes.
You know, but all are here. Yes. Perhaps sometimes it is not always possible for them to say everything naturally,
yes.
But nevertheless, you know, they love you and they come to you. And there are souls here who have not yet been able to reveal themselves, but eventually they will, gradually. But we wish for you a happy Noel and blessings from us all. I have to go now.
Mary Teresa.
Yes. Bless you, child.
Bless you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, my dear.
I have to go. I'm sorry, girls. Well, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And God bless you. God bless you. And I'll see you in the new year.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye,
bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
there's
a lot of lies,
you see.
Very hard for
people. Yes, I think there must have been a lot of different people butting in and out, you know. Yes. And there was two people for a brief moment or two having a conversation.
Yes, yes,
and it wasn't